Live from the mist-enshrouded mountaintop fortress that is X and Y Communications Headquarters, you're listening to the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
All right. Here we are again with another episode of the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. I am your host, Scott McKay, hailing from sunny San Antonio, Texas. At Scott McKay on Twitter, Scott McKay on YouTube, Real Scott McKay on Instagram, and Mountaintop Summit on Facebook. Of course, you can also find us, as always, on mountaintoppodcast.com. With me today is a new friend of mine, and I've got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this show because we get to talk about certain topics that don't get talked about on this show, but do need to be talked about. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. I have to warn you, though, you may have to put some of your political leanings aside and listen with an open mind. And if you're willing to do so, I guarantee at the very least you will be entertained by what follows. My guest co-host name is Christy Edwards Lawton, and she's the founder of Righter, R-I-G-H-T-E-R, just to be clear, which is a brand new dating app specifically for conservative users, politically conservative users. She is also a matchmaker in a former life, and she's a pretty well-connected lady. She's been on lots and lots of media outlets recently, including Nightline and Fox News, and I want to introduce you to her. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure, as always. I kind of always say that, but I have to tell you, one of the guys in my Facebook group actually sent me a link to your Nightline interview, and I was immediately rapt because of the subject matter. And I found what you were doing extremely interesting. Interestingly enough that I kind of polled the guys on the Facebook group and said, hey, should I have this lady on my show? And it was an overwhelming yes. And guys had lots of opinions, by the way.
Yes, I'm sure.
Some of which I'll share with you.
Okay.
But to get started, tell us about why you created this app. Where do you see the market need for your app?
I created Righter. I was in the political arena, former life elite matchmaker after getting married for the second time due to people repeatedly asking me to set them up. Not set them up on a date, but set them up for a wife. And so these were men, and they wanted to get married. And I happened to be very good at it. And it was not public, it was private. And I did that for several years. And then I ended up switching over to politics during the Donald Trump election and campaign. And during that time, several people that I had run into during my time as a matchmaker had remembered that I had either set up one of their friends or somebody they knew, and we had over 19 marriages that are still intact, constantly bringing up either dating or relationships. And then during this time, though, Tinder had come on the scene and Bumble, and that was such a huge phenomenon and success. So during this whole campaign time, and while I was traipsing all over the country, campaigning and fundraising for the Trump campaign, I would talk to single women and men alike. Because it comes up, you know, it comes up who you're dating or what's happening in your love life, whether it be divorce or millennials. I would find out that the Republicans and the conservatives were having a difficult time after the election and after the inauguration of Donald Trump. I was at another fundraiser in Manhattan, and I'd come across a beautiful model who was a millennial. And she had pulled me aside and told me she was having a very difficult time finding a man that actually did want to date her. He wanted her as either arm candy or to bed her. And that's when I thought, okay, this is ridiculous. Maybe it's time I go back into the conservative, not necessarily matchmaking world, because that was ridiculously overwhelming. But I thought, with all of these apps and the swiping I kept hearing about, but people just wanting one-night stands. And so that's when we did a deep dive, my team and I, into what was happening on these dating apps. And I realized that not only were conservatives not welcome on these dating apps, but the message of the one-night stand and that dating wasn't actually occurring on these dating apps. And so, you know, you're familiar with Millionaire Matchmaker, or you're familiar with a Millionaire Match, or you're familiar with Christian Cafe. Those are great. I think those are for people. But what about if you're not a Christian, or what if you're not necessarily looking to get married? There still should be traditional values, or what's wrong with courtship, or what's wrong with dating? And obviously with conservatives and Republicans obviously coming out in great force having their voices be heard again. The research that we had done was overwhelming. And so I launched Writer.
Wow. So many things you said there have to be commented on. First of all, this whole idea of dating and actual courtship being seen as obsolete or even quaint by some people. Just in the last 48 hours, I've seen two different articles. One said, hey, let's stop using the word dating. We're all hanging out now. And the other article said, if I hear the term hanging out one more time, I'm going to vomit. It's dating. Call it dating. Do what you're supposed to do and do it right. So it seems like this one is totally up in the air right now. But what's really not up in the air, what is absolutely true, is men and women still want to relate and they still want to get to know each other. People are still having sex. Hookup culture or not, as many people who say they just want to go get laid as there are out there, I personally, Christy, talk to just as many people, men and women, by the way, in case anybody wants to stereotype this conversation, who are looking for something real, they're looking for a connection, and they're looking for something long-lasting. But I would agree with you that it isn't always clear what the stated purpose of a dating site or an app really is. In fact, I think most of them, especially within the Match group, keep it kind of wishy-washy just so they can attract more users, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And when you say the words hanging out, when you say, I think I don't care what time or today or 10 years ago or 5 years ago or last year or in the 1800s, 1900s, 1920, 1949, I don't care. No girl wants to be hung out with and then bedded and then not called. And then she had the hopes of thinking maybe it was a date with a guy that she was attracted to. That is just not happening. Not today, not yesterday, not a year ago, not 5 years ago, not 10 years ago. There's no such thing. Girls were not created for that. No female is celebrating that fact that she just got used and never called again.
Yeah, certainly nobody wants to be used.
No. Nobody wants to feel that way, especially men. The difference between men do want to spread their seed. Men do want to get laid. There's a piece and a time of a man's life, unless he is a Christian and raised to be a Christian and he's raised to necessarily not behave in that manner, wanting to get laid. And maybe he's not feeling guilty about that, but he does want to just have one partner in his life and it's his wife.
And so this is really one of the main purposes of your app, is not only to get conservative people together, but to kind of bring back this idea of dating and courtship and full realization that a lot of people out there certainly still want this, right?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Now, you have other apps out there that obviously you're going to be competing with, if not already, of course. And I've noticed specifically the Match group sites, particularly OkCupid, are openly campaigning pretty much that conservatives are undateable, especially if they voted for Trump. And of course, the Down to Whatever campaign on OkCupid doesn't really make many bones about it. They're saying, hey, you know what? If you're a conservative, if you're a Trump voter, if you like Trump at all, you know, we're not welcoming you, because they're openly and brazenly critical, even in their marketing, of Donald Trump and conservatives. And certainly on other sites and apps, maybe Bumble would be a good example, where it's a very feminist viewpoint that, hey, you know, women should be leading here. Women should be making the first move. And I know you have lots to say about how those other apps work compared to yours, and I'd love to hear that.
As far as being a competitor of OkCupid or Tinder or Bumble, I don't really look at us as a competitor, because we're actually more of an anomaly. I mean, we've basically been kicked off of their apps. Conservative right now, we're basically the leading conservative app for any conservative who is single. I mean, if you're on Tinder or Bumble, or like, as you mentioned, OkCupid, we're not wanted. They flat out don't want us. They've banned quite a few of our users for being on their apps. And so I don't really have anything negative to say about Tinder or Bumble. I mean, they're not my cup of tea, clearly. I think they're sheer genius in their own right. I mean, look at what they've done to the dating market and the industry. They're wonderful in their own rights. They just don't stand for anything I believe in. I personally believe in traditional values. I don't believe in hookups and one night stands. I don't believe in showing body parts on an app. I don't care for their marketing. You know, Bumble, just to even get on Bumble's app, it's every single question they ask you is leading you towards Barack and Michelle Obama being the leading president and first lady in history, which is fine. They have the right to do that. But I don't know how that's not biased. And so, you know, on election day, the emails and marketing material I received from Tinder on Instagram and my email account for Tinder was atrocious. I don't know what that has to do with the dating app. Like, if you're on Tinder and you're a millennial or you're Gen Z, why are you doing that to the young kids that maybe not be informed politically? I have no idea why you would be sending that type of information to these young kids that are dating on your app, that are swiping on your app.
Well, you know, companies like Match Group, like you said, there's no doubt that they've cracked the code. They've been the 900-pound gorilla for years. I mean, my wife and I met on Match many years ago. I'm just as confused as you are about why they would want to alienate 50% of their potential audience. Now, if you talk to them, they would say that, are you kidding? This should have been 100 million to nothing. There aren't any real conservatives out there. They're a bunch of outliers. But I just don't know how anybody can suffer from cognitive dissonance to such a degree that when you're not necessarily a company that's in the politics business, you would want to alienate half of your audience. Why do you think OkCupid is pushing this concept so hard that conservatives are undateable? I mean, what are they thinking?
Right. Exactly. Well, it's the same thing like Hollywood. You would think these Hollywood actors and actresses, it's like we watch your movies, you know, and for you to alienate your audience is just not very wise. It boggles my mind. And then for me to get the outrage I get when I launch an app for conservatives, it's like, why aren't they sending me thank you notes or sending me flowers saying, well, thank goodness we're off your app. Be so thankful. You're not even willing to meet us. I mean, on Tinder, it's swipe left if you voted for Trump. Okay, well, why aren't you thankful? Why aren't you happy that we're finally, that you're rid of us? If you hate us that much, like, it just makes no sense to me. It's not even like they want to take a look at you or see who you are. I mean, it just blows my mind, the absolute disgust that they have for conservatives or because we voted for a president.
Well, if you want my opinion, I think that absolute disgust sentiment is what drove them to pick a side. Frankly, as it's been said before, the difference between conservatives and liberals is that conservatives, and, you know, these are not my words, these are someone else's, but they're interesting nonetheless, is that conservatives think liberals are stupid, but liberals think conservatives are flat out evil and should be eliminated. So my thought process is, okay, look, conservatives are going to laugh this off. They're going to go, okay, they've got to kowtow to the left because the left is unhinged. And then meanwhile, if you're on the left and you're using these apps, you're going to get so incredibly offended that they don't make a political stand and kick all the conservatives off or at least say something. And I suspect that's where they might be coming from. You know, just kind of like in Hollywood, I'll still watch most of the liberal actors and actresses' movies, even though I don't agree with their politics. But I think Hollywood believes that if there's someone who's conservative, they need to be just burned at the stake. You know, and that's how that group of people is going to see them. Do you think there's any truth to that? Or do you think, honestly, truthfully, these people are so absolutely dead set in their ways that they're willing to sacrifice half of their bottom line for it?
Oh, I've seen it firsthand, and I'm a part of a couple of groups in a Hollywood circle where they absolutely cannot come out with their true political beliefs or which way they voted because they will 100% lose their careers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not doubting that at all. I mean, unless you're freaking Clint Eastwood, you know, you're going to have to watch yourself.
Well, you don't think he's been penalized?
Oh, I do. But I mean, he's still making movies. You're not going to take away his entire...
But he's been funding them, but he absolutely has not received the accolades he deserved.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for several of his... Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very well tied in with several people, with producers and executive producers, and I've had some clients in Hollywood that cannot come out with their political beliefs because they will be penalized.
Well, do you think that's the same mindset that's driving how the apps are behaving? Well, in terms of them saying, hey, you know what? We'll put up a good show saying that we're really liberal and we can't stand Donald Trump and conservatives should go away, knowing that conservatives will stick around anyway.
No, because you're talking about users going out on dates. Because at the end of the day, what drives these apps are users. And are people upgrading to Lux and paying the Lux fee or upgrading to premium? And so at the end of the day, they need the actual users. So these are users not going out on dates with conservatives. So no, I don't think it's a show. Not at all.
Well, interestingly enough, most of the guys who I work with, a majority of them, I would say, lean conservative. And they're still on Match. I mean, a lot of them have gotten off of OkCupid, and some of them are even using Bumble, and they don't like the politics, but they're still there anyway because they feel like they don't have a choice.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's at least a fair way of looking at it. Since we're on this subject, and since it's such a spirited conversation, let me throw an opinion at you just to see what you think. Match Group owns a lot of these sites, okay? People don't realize it. But Match Group owns Tinder. They own, obviously, Match.com. They own Tinder.
Yes.
They own OkCupid, and they own Plenty of Fish and Hinge. So if you're on a mainstream site that's not named eHarmony, they probably own it. I mean, Bumble is an outlier even in the app category, probably along with Coffee Meets Bagel and, of course, yourself. My opinion, and I almost got myself banned, blocked on Twitter by OkCupid for tweeting this. Man, they were not happy. So maybe I'm showing my cards a little bit. But I believe that OkCupid, the free site, is pushing the liberal agenda so obnoxiously because they know that it's the younger millennials who are responding so well to this extreme left view, and they're the ones least likely to have a lot of money to put towards a 6-month membership on a paid site like Match. So the more of the conservatives who are more affluent, they can force off the OkCupid app and into the arms of Match.com, where they're paying early on, the better their business model thrives. What do you think of that idea?
I'm not sure. It's an interesting concept.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people would say, well, you know, kids in college have more discretionary income because they're not paying the bills. But I don't think those are the people who are on dating sites anyway. They got a college full of people to date.
That's right.
I mean, historically, that's been true. But like young, struggling people just out of college, they're the ones who don't have an extra $30 a month to blow on this. And they're going to be on Plenty of Fish. They're going to be on OkCupid.
Right.
Meanwhile, if you have a real job, if you're a guy who is 40, 45 years old and you're conservative and you believe in ambition and capitalism and you have more money to spend, Match wants you off of Plenty of Fish and especially off of OkCupid, and they want you paying for Match. Because if you get on Match, you'll realize they're not so politically loaded, even though it's the same company.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah. So, I mean, here you come along with Writer and you're giving them a clean slate. And you're really not hiding an agenda at all. You're saying, hey, you know what? Look, guys, look, ladies, this is a conservative site for people who don't mind you voted for Trump. They don't mind that you lead with a conservative political attitude. And I think that's really going to bode well for you and your app, if I may be so bold.
Well, yeah, it's not don't mind. It's you need to be a conservative or don't be on the app.
You know, shifting gears here. There are lots of interesting things you're on record as saying, and I want to go through them, but you just drew to everybody's attention that you have pretty tight suggestions for your users as they go out on dates. A couple of them off the top of my head that I remember seeing are men should pay for the first date, men should be chivalrous and open the car doors for women, and women should show up wearing a dress because men like women who wear dresses. A lot of things that would come off as very sexist, perhaps even patriarchal to people who would be on other sites. Yet you make no apologies for it, and you present this as the way it should be. Is this something that you're pretty sure most all conservatives share in terms of the dating market?
With the females, that post, it's still on our Instagram site, We Are Writer, and it's been used on Twitter, and it's been used in most of the media we've done because people really seem to be offended by that. That was a study and a poll that we did when we were interviewing all of our men and our clients. We asked the men, how did they envision their first date once they had connected or matched or been set up with their female? And we asked them to close their eyes when they answered the question. And the ones that did do this, they said, a dress. It was a very innocent question and answer. And so this was information we shared with the ladies in the book as well, of all of the things women want to know that men think of how men see their first date when they first meet their girl. And this also was the one with the marriages that I set up. What did the women wear on the first date? And it wasn't mandated. It was when all of these women, by the way, call me, text me, DM me, send me pictures. How do I look? And they all want to know, what should I wear? And it was, oh, well, the study, the feedback we get is men prefer a dress. And so what I find so interesting is how people villainize this. They make this into some sort of a sexist or something bad, when what is wrong with a man wanting his female or his lady to be in a dress? And I just find that, I still to this day, I just laugh about it. And my girlfriends and I, we all kind of laugh. And every single time I get a picture, in fact, I got two pictures today. I have two ladies going on a date tonight for the first time, and they're very excited about it. And these are girls in their 20s. These are girls in their 30s. I have a woman in her 50s. And they'll send me their dress. It may not be, it doesn't have to be a, I don't know what types of dresses these people have in their heads, but these are dresses of all shapes and sizes. And then I had a girl the other day say, I hate dresses. I was like, then don't wear one. Wear what makes you feel good. Put on what you feel good in. The bottom line is, on the first date, you need to feel great. And the guy doesn't really care. At the end of the day, he wants you to feel good, so he feels good. So you guys go out and have a great time together. But that was just, it was, by the way, it wasn't 95% of the men. It was 100% of the men. Every single one of them said a dress.
Well, you and I were chit-chatting before we started, and I was half joking with you that if you line up 10 women who are easily offended, only one of them will probably be a Republican.
Yeah.
It's amazing how facts don't lie, but if you wish those facts weren't true, you'll find all these reasons to try to cover them up and pretend they shouldn't be true.
Sure.
And meanwhile, you're absolutely right. Men love women in dresses. Women love men who made an effort to look good on the date.
Yes.
And to a lot of women who I think probably wouldn't be conservative leaning, that sounds a lot like make me a sandwich or give me a beer. But the women who do like to look good for a date are going to match up well with the guys who like them to look good on a date more naturally. They're going to connect better. And this is going back to the old and, to me, obvious truth that men are men and women are women, and men tend to be masculine, women tend to be feminine. Those are the building blocks of sexual attraction. Masculinity sexually attracts femininity, and when you start messing with it, you get fewer connections, which leads me to another thing that I heard you say that I would love for you to elaborate on, because I agree with you, and that's conservative women are typically more attractive and better looking to guys than liberal women are. I mean, now, in my opinion, you can just go look at MSNBC and then turn to the Fox News network during prime time at night, and this will be exceedingly obvious. The women on Fox News are smart, sharp, confident, bold, and hot. You know, they're exactly what a bold, confident guy who with a solid self-esteem would be looking for in a great woman. And you're actually on record as having said that. And I would love to hear you talk more about that, and maybe also riff on this whole idea of masculinity and femininity too, while you're at it.
Well, there's nothing really to say. It's a fact. I mean, I don't need to, the truth doesn't need defending. I mean, I don't really need to go on and on. Conservative women, the difference is, you said, oh, it's like, make a sandwich, bring me a beer. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. My wife loves making me sandwiches and bringing me a beer because I do things for her too.
I love making my husband a sandwich. My daughter and I make a sandwich for my son and my husband. I don't understand why that would be offensive to any female. I'm a very successful, independent woman, and I have no issue whatsoever. I entertain military men all the time, and I was working my ass off just as much as they were, and I made them sandwiches. And it was my pleasure. And I also brought them beers. And it's my pleasure to do it. I never once asked one of them to go into my kitchen and make me a sandwich, because I felt like equal rights. It's absolutely ludicrous. These females in the third wave feminist movement, absolutely insane.
Well, I agree. Men and women need to do things for each other.
And the reason why women... the conservative women are more attractive is because we take great pride and pleasure in being beautiful. It's the way we were raised. It's called tradition, something the liberal women seem to want to destroy. They want to destroy every single tradition. It's why they want 93 genders. They don't like traditions. And so the reason we're better looking is because it's something that we were raised with from generation after generation of we were raised to be stay-at-home moms. We were raised by our moms to cook in the kitchen and make our men sandwiches. We were raised to be beautiful, to have our hair done, our nails done, to smell good. When our husbands come home, we want to look good and be beautiful. We like pleasing our men. It has nothing to do with losing self-respect. We're also raised to make love to our men because that's the worldly order of how things work. We're also raised to get pregnant and have children. It's called tradition. It's how things are supposed to be done. It's nature. It's how things are done. It's why women want to have children, but we don't like to kill our children in our bellies. It's not something Alyssa Milano that we hold a podcast on and celebrate how many abortions we've had. That's the liberal movement.
Well, what I would purport is that a lot of the components of the platform of the Democratic Party are going to naturally appeal to women who, frankly, have been left out of the dating dance.
You're exactly correct. And they're ugly. They can't get dates. They're overweight. They're so miserable inside themselves. They need exactly what you just said and probably what you preach on this podcast, Scott, is they need to find fulfillment. And you know what? Truly, you know what they need? They need God. They don't need a man. They need God. Whatever God they pray to, they need to find self-respect within themselves, and they've been left out. You're exactly correct. They're not mad at Donald Trump. They're mad at themselves.
Do you think with the rise of secular humanism and the factual decline of the institutional Christian church in this country, that given the fact that people need to feel that they're part of something bigger, that politics are replacing religion in this country and in fact becoming the new dogma?
I think you're onto something there with the lack of faith and God and a relationship with God. People are blaming politics and they're blaming Donald Trump for every single problem they don't have. And because I love what Ben Shapiro says, facts don't care about your feelings. I think the entire liberal agenda is blaming their feelings and how they feel on politics.
Interesting. See, I would think that given that they don't have a church they go to on Sunday, they have to feel like they're part of something bigger. They have to have a group that believes in something that they have to latch a hold of. And I think that's either going to be, frankly, a Democratic echo chamber or a Republican echo chamber. And I think social media enables it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But you have to realize one thing I'm really despising lately with this whole, you know, movement that not movement, but, you know, with Ryder, it's like blows my mind. The amount of hatred I'm thinking, there's no way this amount of hatred is on me because of a freaking dating app. Are you kidding? This is dating.
Yeah.
Is because people are literally left beside themselves that I could possibly think that dating, they call it binary dating. And it's like, no, it's called dating. They keep trying to say, well, it's binary dating, that it's between a man and a woman. I'm like, no, it's dating. It's dating. There is no other thing besides dating. And it's interesting to me how the left is like wanting these 93 genders, let alone three or four genders. They want 23, 37, 72, 93, whatever it is, genders. And at the end of the day, it's less than 17% of human beings, left or right, that actually buy into that garbage. You would think that the whole world wants that movement. Well, it isn't. It's a very teeny tiny percent of people that actually agree with this garbage.
Well, two things that I would love to kind of bring to the forefront based on what you said. Let's go back to the basic principle that perhaps liberalism thinks conservatism is evil. Now, if you think something is flat out evil and a scourge that must be erased from the earth, then the end justifies the means. So in the name of quote unquote tolerance, you can hate because you've got to get rid of this evil. You've got to get rid of it because it's not what you agree with. That's where the hate's coming from. Now, as far as things like there being 48 genders, and I mean, I'm going back to this news story from a couple weeks ago where Deborah Messing made cupcakes with vaginas on the top of them, you know, in celebration of women and their bodies. And she felt compelled to issue a stern, sincere apology because she had disrespected her trans sisters who reminded her that not all women have vaginas. And I couldn't help it. I couldn't restrain myself, Christy. I had to say something in the comments, which I usually don't waste my time doing. But I'm like, excuse me, but two guys just lectured you on, you know, what it means to be a woman. You're okay with that? You're apologizing so glibly when two men who were born with penises are now making the rules for women? Is that what this has come down to? And of course, I got shouted down by that echo chamber. you know?
Right.
So, I mean, here's what I think. I think a lot of the people who are the leaders and the pundits, and you know what? I'm not going to let conservatism off the hook here, too. I think this is the case in the Republican Party. I think people are basically sheep. And when they've decided to buy into this dogmatic belief that my party, my platform can do no wrong, then they just believe what they're told. It's like a Rage Against the Machine song. And when those beliefs are challenged at all, what you're going to get in return is ad hominem. Because, you know, they're just going to call you names. They're going to hate you because they can't defend their position because someone else told them what to believe. And you see it on Twitter. You see it on Facebook. People are saying preposterous things, not because they themselves believe it, but because they want you to believe it and they expect you to fall in line. And that's the problem with this whole thing. So I'm hoping, Christy, you're letting all this hate and vitriol just roll right off your back. You mean you got your tribe, they got theirs.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Well, I don't have time for it. I'm too busy. I've launched another app. I have two children that are young adults, in college. Yeah. And I have a husband and an ex-husband who are in my life. I travel all over the world. I certainly don't have time for trolls. And trolls aren't very intelligent either. You know, it'd be nice if they could up their game a bit. So I certainly don't have time for it.
This brings up another good question. How do you believe men should go about attracting conservative women?
Be a conservative.
Well, that's a pretty broad brushstroke.
I was dead serious. Be a conservative. Conservative woman, if she is a true conservative, she has her crap together. By the way, I talk to these men every day. I'm not just guessing. I'm on the phone with these men from the minute I wake up until the second I go to bed at night. And they work very hard on their profiles. They work very hard working with me or my team. The women on my app are very successful. They have their resumes together. They are good-looking women. And they know exactly what they're looking for. They're not confused, but neither are the men. And they're conservatives first and foremost. And so typically, if you're a conservative, they have a very strong core. And on my app, the guidelines, it's not just about paying on the first date. That just happens to be the one that people get upset about. But the funny thing is the conservatives on my app, they're not upset about it, not in the slightest.
I wouldn't expect they would be.
Yeah, no. The first response they have is like, duh, like next.
One of my biggest complaints I get from my guys is women don't let them pay for the first date. And they'll say things like, look, I invited you. I asked you out. I'm paying for the first date. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the women on my app. The women would be very shocked if a guy did not pick up the tab on a first date. So that's the least. That's not it at all. I don't have any issues with the, in fact, I haven't had one complaint. I have not had one person be turned in on my app for any form of misbehavior.
Well, I would add that I think conservative men would tend to be more respectful of women.
They're gentlemen.
And as you suggested, if you believe in the natural order of male-female gender roles, then there really isn't going to be a whole lot of confusion.
Not at all.
There's not going to be any reason not to connect over that. Meanwhile, if you go on a date as a liberal with someone else who's a liberal, there are all sorts of ways that you could trigger each other because there really are no rules.
Yeah, I actually don't know. I don't have liberal friends. I don't. I honestly don't know. I don't know.
Well, let me assure you that's how it is for them. I mean, it's not apocryphal. It's absolutely real.
The gentlemen, like on Writer, the guys they're gentlemen. They dress nice. They're excited about it. A lot of them will email me, DM me, PM me about what they are planning for the date, where they want to take the female. The ladies will typically text message me a photo of what they're wearing. I'll usually hear about after the date, how it went. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
The biggest question I'll get from a guy is, hey, what do you think about, is it okay to kiss her on the first date? What do you think about that? I'll just be like, hey, go with the chemistry, man. You know, feel it out. Feel out how the chemistry is. Enjoy it.
So you're not acting like a church lady here. You're simply conservative and believe in conservative values.
Yeah. And they're excited about it. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, right on. And, you know, it's funny because for all this piss and vinegar, we want to ban conservatives from our dating sites. You know, conservatives tend to have pretty strong marriages because of what they believe. The relationships tend to be founded on something real. People tend to be more sincere. I mean, I'm going to get arguments from people on that. You know, okay, if you're a liberal and you date and you're sincere, I think that's fantastic. Run with it. But I'm saying the trend seems to me that when I see a happy couple together long term, they do believe in men being men and women being women, at least at a baseline, you know.
Absolutely.
And they believe in respect and they believe in God and family and country, you know, and that tends to be the case. It just is what it is. It's a fact.
Well, and that's why on Writer, my Lux package, all veterans are free. We honor veterans. Oh, yeah, 100%. The veterans are free. I have a lot of military on my app because they are free. And we respect the veterans deeply and we thank them for their service. And so we do have, you know, obviously the veterans typically, I mean, for the most part, are always gentlemen. And I have a deep respect for the men and women that have served our country.
Do you got a discount for guys who can make amazing barbecue? And do you have a discount for guys with a concealed carry license?
No, okay. Not at all.
Just checking.
No, we're still Republicans.
We can still like each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let me kind of throw a curveball at you. I happen to believe that apps are inherently liberal. Inherently. And I'll tell you why. Because as you look at a picture and a very limited profile, you're basing what you're going to do next on a purely emotional knee-jerk decision. And if you look at the Myers-Briggs personality indicators of personality type relative to whether you're going to be liberal or conservative, and this has been, there are studies you can Google on this, by the way. People who are feelers tend to be liberals, and people who are thinkers tend to be Republicans. And it's a very touchy-feely, seat-of-the-pants thing to even use an app. It's an emotional decision. Do I like this person or don't I? Do they look good or don't they? Would you agree with that? And if you do, would you say that your app is attempting to bridge a gap between that perhaps superficial way of doing things from an emotional touchy-feely perspective to somehow make it more of an informed decision of who you're going to perhaps go out on a date with based on how your software is written? Or do you vehemently disagree with me?
No, I actually agree with you wholeheartedly. The difference, I think, with Writer is that when you step on Writer, you already know the app you're on is a core value. The fact that you are on an app that says, I am only looking at conservative women, women that share a core value. It's not like I'm only looking at blondes or brunettes or a woman that likes to fish. Not that a lot of men would probably be very happy about that. It's a core, to me, a core value. When you go to a psychologist to decide whether or not a marriage counselor to decide whether or not we're going to file for divorce, you are the only reason why a divorce counselor will say it is time for you guys to get divorced is if you guys cannot overcome a core value. And so conservatism, when you decide that you two are both conservatives, that's not just saying, oh, we're both voting for the same president. That's basically saying you guys share quite a bit of the same ideologies and quite a bit of the same philosophies. And so right there, you're starting out on a pretty great note. So if you're swiping right on somebody that you find physically attractive and you can actually get out on that date and where you sit down and you basically say, not only are we physically attracted to each other, but we already know we share conservatism. That's a pretty great start right out of the gate.
Well, I agree. I think your site's doing a lot of the heavy lifting simply by being so clear about the clientele you're trying to attract. So I think that's a legit answer.
Conservatism isn't feeling. Conservatism is actively thinking. That is your brain.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. Last question. You're clearly a strong, confident woman who is deeply interested in politics, Christy. I mean, that goes without saying. You're the most politically passionate person we've ever had on this show. And I've had guys like Frank Miniter on here. And you're kind of blowing him out of the tub in the political department. You know, it's kind of a quick joke. Matt Gaetz, you know, Representative Matt Gaetz once quipped that if Trump identified as a woman and became a transsexual, they would have to accept he's the first female president, which I thought's funny. And someone else mentioned that that would be a damn good debate question for the Democratic field for 2020. You know, if Donald Trump had a sex change operation, would you accept him as the first female president? You know, that's what it's come to in this world. But on a more serious note, although the phrase not that woman has been widely criticized and it's kind of been thought of that men aren't ready for a female president. So when they say, you know, I'll vote for a woman, but not Hillary, not that woman, people think that's pretty much not true and that's an excuse. But I really think there's some truth in it. I personally believe we're ready for a female president in this country. What do you think?
I vote for the person, not the gender.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I guess show me the candidate.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I can't sit here and say, yes, I'd vote for a woman. I need to see the candidate.
Isn't that interesting?
Really, truly. I mean, I've been very impressed with some women. Definitely not Hillary.
I wouldn't have expected you to be.
Definitely not Hillary at all. But no, I've been very impressed with some women. One of my personal heroes is Sarah Sanders. I absolutely think she is a formidable woman. I don't know that she's interested in the presidency, but I think there are some women that are very competent. and that would be an excellent commander in chief. However, for, you know, I really do like a man in office. I have a male doctor. I like a man in charge. I really do. I'm an alpha male girl. I really like men in charge. I don't want a female Navy SEAL. And I don't know that I want a female commander in chief. That is not to say, though, if the right one ran, she would have my vote.
Well, I personally believe we are ready for a female president. I think guys would vote for her. But here's the surprising part. I think, and you know, you can bank this, okay? Mark this down as having been predicted in the year 2019. I think the first female president will be in 2024, and I think she'll be a Republican.
Probably. We'll see.
I think if the female candidate comes out as a Republican, then you'll get the swing voters and the moderates who are ready for a female in the White House to cast their vote for her. And if I had to guess 5 years in advance, I would guess Nikki Haley.
Mm, yeah, she's decent. She's okay. I like Nikki. You got to realize I know a lot of these people.
Uh-huh.
Nikki's good. Candace Owens is a good friend of mine. There's a lot of candidates that would be outstanding. I think it'd depend on who her running mate is and who's up against her. Everyone really likes Nikki. A lot of predictions on Nikki. Yeah, we'll see. Again, we'll see. I'm a candidate person. It's a big office.
You know what people forget is voting happens in secret. So no matter what people say to appease the hungry crowd who they're afraid is going to burn them at the stake, when you go in that voting booth and you close the curtain, you're going to vote for who you want to vote for. And it's a fact of life everybody needs to figure out. So great conversation, Christy. I love your spirit. I love how much you believe in your purpose, and I love how you're able, ready, willing, and able to defend every little piece of it. I have so much respect for that, and I think it's darn cool. A lot of these guys are going to not agree with you on this show, and I think that's cool because regardless, I think it's a wonderful example of someone coming on this show and kicking ass with their opinions and standing for what they believe in. So thank you for a wonderful discussion.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a pleasure. What I want to do before we close this show is give these guys a chance to get on your app. And the way that you guys can do that, if you want to go meet some conservative women, and you are a conservative, that's part of the plan here, of course, as you heard Christy Edwards Lawton say herself, you know, you got to play by the rules. That's one rule, right? That's a mandate. Got to be conservative. Yes. Can't have any ringers show up, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to do that, the site is actually We Are Writer. And I'm assuming you can find the app in the iTunes store or Android.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And as is my custom, I'm still going to send you to a URL, and that's www.mountaintoppodcast.com/writer, R-I-G-H-T-E-R. And you'll find the Writer app and jump on board and have lots of fun meeting some really hot women who are going to believe the same way you do if you happen to be a conservative. And guys, also, if you haven't been to mountaintoppodcast.com yet, I would appreciate very much if you go give it a visit and take a look around. You'll be able to see what our guest today looks like, along with pretty pictures of all our other guests and all the show notes. And one thing that I've never told you guys before, if you haven't visited the site, you can actually tune in to this podcast on YouTube. If that's more convenient for you than listening on iTunes or whatever, please do so. And also, we covet your reviews and your ratings on iTunes. Appreciate that very much. And as always, you can click that little button in the upper right-hand corner on the website at www.mountaintoppodcast.com and talk to me free for 25 minutes and see if coaching is a good fit. And with that, I'm going to sign off after a show that I'm going to have to go take a deep breath and have a beer or two after recording. This is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications in San Antonio, Texas. Be good out there.
The Mountaintop Podcast is produced by X and Y Communications. All rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to visit www.mountaintoppodcast.com for show notes. And while you're there, sign up for the free X and Y Communications newsletter for men. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for the Mountaintop Podcast.